Welcome to the Mummy Fit Time podcast, a place for busy women to find the secrets towards being the best version of themselves, both in physical and mental health. Join me, Nikki Kinnearum, your host and health advocate, as we discover why you might be feeling a certain way, how to move past this, and step into the version of you that brings you the most happiness. Not every woman's journey is the same, but through this podcast, I've no doubt that you will uncover things about yourself and have a little fun along the way. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Mummy Fit Time podcast. This is Nikki here, and it's just me chatting with you today. And I wanted to chat to you about all things Christmas, because it's that time of year. And if you're anything like me, you're probably feeling a little stressed as a result of everything that is going on at the moment in your life. Now, it's just occurred to me that because it's such a stressful period, my phone has been going crazy. So I'm just going to click on my Do Not Disturb so that I can record this podcast without being disturbed. In saying that, I cannot guarantee a child will not walk into the room during this episode. So, Christmas, it can be stressful, number one, and it can also be a time where we might experience feelings of guilt, and that guilt might be around the food that we're eating or the lack of exercise that we're undertaking. Sorry, I dropped my microphone. See, I'm all over the shop in this episode, and we're only a minute 16 in. Okay, so you might feel a bit of guilt around the food that you're eating or the lack of exercise that you might be doing. But then there's other factors that are probably coming in to your time right now in the lead up to Christmas that might not necessarily be among your heightened sense of awareness, such as the amount of stress that you're under or the amount of sleep that you may or may not be getting. Not to mention all the other things and the huge mental load that goes with Christmas. And no doubt you're like me, you're a busy mum who is doing a lot of things, juggling a lot of balls, and you're probably feeling like you're getting pulled in a lot of directions, and there's a lot of people wanting to wrap things up, especially in the workplace, for the end of the year, and not literally wrapping up presents, I'm meaning like finishing up work and things like that. There's Christmas parties, other social engagements, and there's another sense of guilt there in saying no. I know I had to say no to some of my best girlfriends the other day. We were planning a lovely lunch just between the Christmas and New Year's period. And I'm racked with guilt for saying no, but for my own health, I had to say no because there was so much else that is already in my diary for that week. So there is a certain sense of guilt, and with that guilt comes stress as well. So I'm sure you can relate, and we probably could spend an entire hour long podcast talking about all of the things that we've got going on in our life. But I'm here for more of a solution focus today. And I do want to keep this episode quite short and sharp because you're busy and you're running around and it's Christmas time and you may not even be listening to this until after Christmas, but you know what? It's still going to be relevant. Let's get into it. So, first of all, we need to remember that holidays aren't necessarily around being perfect. And I know we want it to be perfect. We want it to be perfect for our kids. You might want to impress family or impress other people that might be going on, or you might just like to have that sense of perfectness for your own, for your own values around what Christmas entails, or values that you're hoping to instill in your children or whatever it might be. But I want to talk to you about how the holidays do not need to be absolutely perfect, okay? And I'm sure if we were to reflect on all of those Hollywood movies, then I'm sure you're going to realize also that generally Christmases are not perfect. But You may also be wanting to make a whole bunch of positive changes to your health over those holidays. Over the holiday period, and I'm going to drop a truth bomb here, it's probably not the time to be sticking to a strict diet or exercise routine, or even overhauling your entire life overnight. I've got a whole bunch of ladies that are doing my Reset and Thrive challenge, my 12-week challenge at the moment. And one of the big things that I am trying to get across to them is that you do not need to be perfect. You do not need to be doing everything right now at this period of time to progress you towards your health and fitness goals, because you've got a lot of other things that are going on right now. So if you need to say no, or you need to not be as perfect as you feel that you need to be in those areas right now, that's absolutely okay. Okay, so feel free to accept that and be fine with that. It does not need to be perfect. But what you could do instead, once you were releasing that sense of I need to be perfect, you can focus on small changes that you can make consistently. So consistently, this is a word that I love to use because it is the word that makes things work. So I'm going to repeat that. It is the word, consistency is the word that makes things work. And there's some reasons behind that. So have you ever done, I don't know, let's say a 2-week challenge and you lost a certain amount of weight in that 2-week challenge time, but then you didn't continue doing whatever the thing was that you were doing in that 2-week challenge, and you started to see the results that you had gained during that challenge period. You started to lose those results and see other things happening within your body. Okay, that's because you haven't maintained consistency. Consistency and doing the thing regularly, making it form a habit, or even letting it become a lifestyle, part of your lifestyle. So letting it be a lifestyle change, that is what is going to bring you towards achieving your goal. Okay, that consistency. So in the context of Christmas, and where we're talking about not being perfect, what we do want to do is look at ways that we can display some consistency. So I wanted to share with you 5 habits that I've got that you might like to try to stick to over the Christmas holidays, or not even stick to, form, develop, nourish, and include it into your lifestyle moving into 2021. So one of the things that you might like to do, or I encourage you to do, is drink water regularly. I know it sounds like an odd one, doesn't it? But I can guarantee you that majority of women are not drinking enough water regularly. Now, it might seem like you are drinking because you have felt yourself drinking things through the day. Coffee, tea, soft drinks, juice, some water as well. If you milkshakes, I don't know, all of these things, okay? But what we want to try and do is drink water regularly. All those other liquids that you're consuming, yes, they play a role. Be conscious that some of those are have got dehydrating components in them, such as the caffeine component in your coffee and some teas as well. Okay. However, what we're wanting to do is aim to have at least one glass of water every time you have a drink or a snack. So if you're having a coffee, have some water, a glass of water to go with that. Okay. This will help minimize your chance of going crazy at the Christmas lunch buffet. And it's also going to help you reduce your chance of a headache the next morning. I know you're nodding your head there. They're the two obvious things. But another thing that water actually does is it helps you to feel less tired. So by drinking water, well, when we're dehydrated, okay, we don't have enough water within our body systems helping to keep the blood flowing through our circulatory system as well as it should be. So, but when we are dehydrated, the blood becomes to thicken. because we don't have enough water watering it down. And when that blood starts to thicken, we begin to feel tired. So by having a glass of water, that actually helps to thin down that blood, make it less thick, and it will flow easier through our body. Our body is then requiring less energy to pump that blood through our system, and therefore we don't feel as tired. So one thing we can do is, if you are feeling tired, is to have a glass of water, because it might be that you're dehydrated. And if we're looking at it in a sense of, well, we're trying to keep going throughout the entire holiday period, well, then if we're trying to keep going throughout the entire holiday period without burning out, without crashing, then drink your water regularly. The next tip I wanted to share with you is to try to add a serve of vegetables. So instead of telling yourself that you're not to eat the delicious treats, okay, start by adding a serve of vegetables to each meal. That way you know that you're getting a really good serve of fiber, vitamins, minerals, but you can also enjoy your treat. And if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, or you read my blogs or follow me on social media, you'll know that I am not a fan of dieting at all. Not a fan at all. I really do believe in you being able to eat your cake, or see your cake and eat it too. So what you can do over the Christmas period is add in extra serve of vegetables, and that's going to serve as two things just there. Because not only are you going to get those, well, you know, you're getting that serve of fiber, vitamins, minerals, etc. into your body, you're also going to feel fuller. So you're less likely to be craving those sweet foods and those delicious treats, or you're less likely to go for that third helping of the Christmas pudding, because you've had that extra serve of vegetables and your stomach is feeling quite full. And now I'm just going to go off on a little tangent here, which is actually not part of my five habits to stick to. But what I would like you to do, if it's safe for you to do so you're not holding a child or you're not driving or something like that, pop your hand into a fist, okay? The size of your fist right now, that's actually the size of your stomach. Crazy, isn't it? That's the size of your stomach. Now, your stomach can grow four times that size. So when we're eating lots of food on Christmas Day or the lead up to Christmas or whenever it is, then your stomach can grow four times that size. However, what we want to try to do is to fill, if your stomach is going to grow that size, for example, we want to fill it with some good veggies first. Okay, your stomach is not going to expand eight times that size, or at least I've never come across any research that's going to suggest that. It could do though, so I'm just saying, I don't know. But what I would like, I've gone off on a tangent and then lost track of what I was trying to say. Okay, what I am trying to say is, we're trying to reach that point of fullness quicker, that point of feeling 80% full. So try not to get to that point where the stomach has expanded four times that size, it is stuffed full of food, and you are feeling sick. Okay, try to get to an 80% full feeling, and you can do this quicker by eating a serve of vegetables. And if you have done that, you're less likely to have three or four serves of Christmas pudding. Okay, my little tangent done. So my next habit that I wanted to suggest you might like to stick to over the Christmas holidays is seek out some incidental exercise. What is incidental exercise? Well, incidental exercise is one of my favorite things to talk about, because incidental exercise is one of those things that you do without realizing that you're doing exercise.
So for example, it might be going for a swim at the beach or a walk in the park. It might be playing chasey with the kids or helping them try out the new sporting equipment that they got for Christmas. It might be taking the stairs while you're doing your Christmas, post-Christmas bargain shopping, sales shopping, rather than taking a lift or even parking at the back of the car park. And hint, that could be where you're more likely to find a car park. At the back of the car park and then walk to the shop doors. Those are all incidental exercise that you can do. And that is excellent because what incidental exercise is it aims to increase your movement, increase your daily movement. And if we're increasing our daily movement, we're increasing our daily energy expenditure, and it is helping us to not only remain fit and healthy in terms of our body functionality, but it's also helping us to use up a lot of the energy that we're consuming in our foods, or more of the energy that we're consuming in our foods. So definitely try to seek out opportunities for more incidental exercise that you could be doing over the Christmas period. And then one of the other things that I like to talk to, and again, I'm going off on another little rant, but is your, I've just gone blank. It's incidental exercise. I can't think of the word that I use. What is the word that I use? It is around incidental exercise, but taking the opportunity during those intentional incidental exercise. Intentional incidental exercise. So that is the taking the opportunity of the times that where you might find yourself not necessarily doing some incidental exercise or extra movement, but times where you find some extra chunks of time in your day. So for example, while the kids are in the bath, instead of aimlessly scrolling through social media, you could be doing some movements such as some squats or marches on the spot or something like that. When the kettle is boiling, while you're pushing the kids at the park on the swing, you could be doing squats. So taking an opportunity to use up those incidental exercise or incidental moments to do some intentional exercise in those moments. Another little rant where I've gone off beyond the notes that I had to talk to you about. Okay, so the next thing I wanted to talk about is getting a decent amount of sleep across the week. And even across the month, or getting a decent amount of sleep ever. Now, I know that we're mums and we're probably cringing at this because there's another person telling us that we need to get a decent amount of sleep. I get it, okay? I get that kids keep us awake. I do get it. Mine are 6 and 4 and it still happens guaranteed every night. However, if you're going to a party every weekend, I'm going to use the example of your kids are fantastic sleepers. You're not getting woken up through the night. So if you're going to a party every single weekend, or you're staying up late to watch Netflix back-to-back series late into the night or something like that, then you might not be getting a full 8 hours of sleep every night. But you want to try to balance this out by having a few early nights. So it's okay. You don't have to go to bed at 8:30 every single night to get your 8 hours sleep. But if you know that you're going to be having a later night, try to balance that out with a few early nights also in your week. So that's just a habit. Because remember, we're talking about habits here that you could form for a lifestyle change, but definitely through the Christmas period. My last tip that I wanted to share with you around prioritizing your health over Christmas time and habits that you might like to form is to have fun and play for stress relief. So stress can be a huge issue for us over the holidays. You might be dealing with in-laws or parents or kids that are on a sugar high. You might be stressed from trying to
finish everything at work, being pulled this way and that. You might have 1,001 engagements on. Who knows? There's a million ways that you might be stressed. But stress is going to happen. So I'm not here to talk to you about how to reduce stress from happening to you. But what I do talk about is how we can reduce the impact of stress on our body. And one of the things that we can do for a bit of stress relief and to reduce that impact of stress is to have fun and play. So you might like to do some old school board games with your friends or watch a Christmas movie with your family. You might have a dance off with someone. You might like to just go for a walk out in nature or walk somewhere barefoot, like on your backyard grass or on the beach. So all of those things, particularly the one getting out in nature, is fantastic for stress relief. But if all of that is failing and you don't have the opportunity to have fun and play, and just another thought came to me is if you're the person that's doing the Christmas cooking and you're stuck in the kitchen, you can still have fun and play with that by turning on some Christmas carols. I'm channeling Mariah Carey here, but you could use, I don't know, whoever you want, really. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't have to be Christmas either. But having a little dance and a boogie while you're doing the cooking. It's just an idea. And if all of that fails, deep breaths. Nice deep breaths, breathing in 1, 2, 3, and exhaling out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And do that 5 times. That can be a fantastic way to just release stress instantly and quickly for you. Instantly and quickly. That is a sign that I am going to need to finish my podcast now because I can no longer talk excellent English. My English is getting quite poor and I'm not getting my words out. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Mummy Fit Time podcast. And I would just like to wish you from my family to yours a very Merry Christmas. I hope the new year is going to be fantastic for you. And if you're listening to this podcast episode in December of 2020, which is when I've released it, I do hope that 2021 is going to be a much better year for you, your family, and the world in general. Thank you again for listening. Please watch out in January of 2021 because I'll be opening the doors to my Reset and Thrive Busy Women's Health Hub, and I would love for you to join me. Perfect opportunity to get some more lifestyle habits happening in your life into the new year. And watch out for my next episode of the Mummy Fit Time podcast where I will be talking about New Year's goals and whether New Year's goals are good, bad, or if I've got an opinion about them all. I'm going to leave it there. Have a great Christmas. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mummy Fit Time podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, I would love it if you can pop on over to Apple iTunes and leave a review. The more reviews that are left, the more I can spread the word and the messages of what you've learned today and what else I share in this podcast to other women in the world. This episode has been brought to you by my membership. And doors are going to be opening again very soon for my membership, where not only are you learning about exercise and how your body responds to exercise, but you're also challenged to change around the way that you eat, as well as focus on different areas that you may not have explored before, such as stress and sleep, and how these can be impacting not only on your weight loss journey, but on you growing into your body and growing into your health and your fitness so that you can be the optimal person that you know that you can be. If you'd like to find out more about the membership, make sure you do head over to my website and you can sign up to the wait list over there so that as soon as doors open, again, you can be one of the first to know. Once again, thanks very much for listening to today's podcast, and I can't wait to catch you in the next episode.